By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday after becoming the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in rolling out the vaccine. The United States, here in the U.S. rather, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead of the country as it continues to see nationwide surges of the COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the county would run out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continued. The mayor said hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. The U.S. has recorded more than 273,000 deaths and more than 13.9 million confirmed cases of coronavirus this year, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was denied bail following his arrest on fraud charges amid a growing crackdown on dissent in the semi-autonomous city. The 73-year-old Lai appeared in a Hong Kong courtroom Thursday along with two other executives of his Next Digital company and reportedly accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. Lai was arrested at his home back in August, charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the city's new national security law imposed by China. Lai's arrest Thursday comes a day after three young Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, Joshua Wong, Agnes Chow, and Ivan Lam, received jail sentences between 7 and 13.5 months in connection to a protest outside the city's police headquarters last year. Lai is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigray region, where a month of conflict has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis there. The United Nations says the deal would give the aid workers access to the federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. And Twitter has enacted stricter content rules, adding to its list of prohibited conduct any language that dehumanizes people on the basis of race, ethnicity, or national origin. Social media company announced the updated policy on Wednesday. Twitter said it would remove any offending posts that users report and would also work to detect content that violates its policies. Violators could have their accounts suspended. The new rules are Twitter's latest attempt to respond to abusive posters on its platform. And Peruvian and police seized nearly $6 million in fake U.S. bills and arrested one person believed to be part of a known gang which specializes in counterfeiting foreign money. Police announced the phony bills, mostly 10s and 20s, were found inside a building in Lima. They also confiscated the print machine allegedly used to produce the fake money. Authorities say the bogus bills were going to be sent into neighboring Ecuador and Bolivia before circulating through commercial markets worldwide. And authorities in Indonesia are keeping a close eye on a volcano that forced hundreds of people.